And now back to the United States, where the House Armed Services Committee has approved an additional funding in military aid to Israel. The committee has approved that nearly $500 million be given to Israel this year. The approval has not yet been finalized, but it's expected to get the final okay by the House Appropriations Committee and Senate. Now, the money is in addition to over $3 billion in military aid that Washington is already planning to send to Tel Aviv in the coming fiscal year. This comes as the U.S. government has made cuts in food assistance programs. Now, the cuts have forced nearly 48 million Americans to see their food stamps slashed. Let's switch over to Idaho. A member of the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, Mr. Mark Glenn. Good to see you, Mark. So on the one hand, we have Americans that appear that are hungry, and on the other hand, we have more aid being given to Israel. For Washington, is priority Israel or the American people?
Well, it certainly should be the American people, but sadly it is not in this very upside-down situation where the needs and the well-being of Israel trump the needs and the well-being of the American people. And, you know, one of the things that I would point out, Marge, is it's not just the money that is leaving the United States and going towards Israel that could be better spent in building up our infrastructure, or, as you noted in the earlier broadcast, the fact that this could be used to feed the American people. It's what this money is going to be used for. Now, it's very sterile description saying, oh, this is for military aid and it is for this and that. That money is going to be used to start wars that are going to be fought by the American people, that are going to be funded by the American people. That money is going to be used to bribe American politicians into supporting Israel's long-term objectives in the region, which includes war. There's no way to discuss Israel's foreign policy objectives in the region and to leave the subject of war out of it. So it's not just the fact that the money is leaving the United States when it could be better spent here. It's what it's going to be used for. Every dollar that leaves the United States is one day going to cost us thousands of dollars in terms of additional war, fighting terrorism, quote unquote. You know, it is Israel's goal to see the United States at war with $1.5 billion Muslims around the world, and that is what that principally what that money is going to be used to create.
Mark, do you think the average American understands that for their government, that actually Israel is more of a priority than themselves?
Well, a certain number of Americans are beginning to understand this, unfortunately not enough. However, I think that as we become deeper and deeper entrenched in this situation, as we get closer and closer to the waterline and we are struggling to stay afloat, we will see this process of Americans beginning to question this. Of course, at this point, the question that remains is whether or not they're going to see it in time. I fear that we have already passed this point of no return. I mean, the United States is it is a bankrupt and a defunct nation at this point. So even if we were able to pull this cancer out of our body politic, I think that the long-term survivability of the United States is still in question.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Mark Glenn from the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement out of Idaho.